Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, we want to talk today about, and we will do a two-part thing on Dr. Caius Romans, or Romans, who exposed some GMO fiddling with potatoes.
Well, this is about the russet Burbank.
Yes.
Potato, which is the oldest, most loved, and most hated agricultural variety in the United States, so he says.
Yeah. And that's the most popular potato.
And Caius, C-A-I-U-S, and Romans, R-O-M-M-E-N-S, wrote a book that came out last year called Pandora's Potatoes.
Yeah.
The Worst GMOs. he had been a technician, a genetic scientist. Geneticist, basically, a genetic scientist that engineered the russet Burbank potato for certain features of the potato that were supposed to make it better.
Yeah, what was their concern?
Well, their concern was that the potatoes tended to bruise easily and make black spots, which meant that there was less yield.
Mm-hmm.
They also, if they were stored for a long time, and then fried, the browning reaction wasn't satisfactory.
Yes, they didn't get the golden...
They didn't get the golden color evenly all the way through.
Yeah.
And then there's also the problem that the potato might produce a small amount of a carcinogen, acrylamide.
Yeah.
So what Romans did was he silenced the gene that would make black spots, the bruising gene.
Yeah.
He silenced the browning gene, and he silenced the gene that's normally involved in the production of acrylamide.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing he did was he actually introduced a gene and from wild potatoes into russet Burbank, and this gene provided resistance against the potato's most important disease, late blight.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of this was at the behest of
J.R. Simplot,
the company
in Idaho.
And, they were concerned about the image of, first of all, of French fries. French fries were getting kind of bad press. People think, and when you added to it the hint that there might be carcinogens or something, even though it was so minimal as to hardly be significant, you'd have to eat more French fries than anybody was eating, and people eat a lot of French fries
anyway.
I think they were mostly concerned about the appearance of the potato.
Yes, it's the appearance.
And which is kind of bizarre when you think about it, because after all, a potato is not a particularly handsome vegetable. It's not a glowing thing like an apple or whatever. You know, I mean, it's a potato. It grows in the earth, and it looks kind of dumpy. And so, and they clean it all up as best they can and so forth. But that's really what they were concerned about, it seems to me. And they were going to hide the bruising. Now, they had an appalling amount of bruising, it seemed to me. 15% at least.
I know that's very high.
Potatoes were literally have to be thrown away.
It makes you wonder if they were throwing bags of potatoes around
indiscriminately
and causing the bruising.
But at any rate, he went after the problem, and he pretty much solved it. But he came to a kind of a horrified awakening when he realized.
Well, here's what happens, John. Well, anytime you make a change in a biological system,
right,
like taking out a gene, meaning just inactivating it, or putting in something else, you're going to affect something else in the biological processes of that cell. Or that vegetable. And he realized that maybe he was doing more harm than good in doing these genetic modifications. And so he wrote this book called Pandora's Potatoes because he felt that that's what he had done.
Yeah.
It was like Pandora's box opening and releasing the the ills of the world. And so he's been criticized. Simplot criticize this book, but and his work. And of course, they tried they really badmouthed him, and they said he wasn't a really good scientist anyway. And they implied that they fired him, blah blah blah. But this is what businesses do. We know this.
Yeah.
But Simplot did not properly address the technical and scientific points that Dr. Romans raised in his book, and so I say, okay, look, I'm not a geneticist, but I am a biologist.
Sure.
and I say, we need to pay attention to this book to see what else he says about what is happening in the potatoes as a result of his genetic fiddling.
And beyond that, really, what happens anytime you start fiddling around with genetically
systems.
Modified foods, unless you're paying attention. What this guy finally dawned on him what he was doing. He was fixing one thing, and three other things would happen down the line. It was a cascading effect.
It was a cascading effect, and he was repenting, and that's why he wrote this book.
He was in repentance, and but it just was problematical. So
anyway, we're gonna do part two.
Yeah, and we'll
topic.
Address the rest of this. And so come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. And this is part two of our little program on Pandora's Potatoes.
Which is a tale written by Caius Romans, geneticist, and also somebody who had worked for J.R. Simplot Company in Idaho, very well known for their Burbank russet potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're one of the biggest, world's largest producers.
It was Romans's role as a scientist and geneticist to try to make these potatoes as uniformly wonderful as possible and have them bruise as little as possible in their transportation and to brown really well when they were turned into French fries. And what he did was he inserted three genes to that end and then added a fourth gene.
Well, he didn't insert those. He
didn't insert them. I'm sorry, John.
He silenced them.
He inactivated those genes.
Right.
And then he actually introduced a gene from wild potatoes that actually helped to prevent a disease in potatoes, which is the blight, the potato blight.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go back to the gene that silenced the black spot bruise gene. It's called PPO. I was working with some apples recently. I was making an apple galette.
Uh-huh.
And so and I was making it for Dorothy, and she wanted a combination of sweet and also tart apples. So I went to the store. I did not find organic apples in the store that I went to, but they did have Golden Delicious, and they had Granny Smith. So I bought some of each to make this galette. So I peel the apples, I quarter them, I core them. It takes me a while to do about 2.5 pounds of apples, and I'm noticing they're not turning brown. And so I thought, this is really strange. Why are they not turning brown? So then Dorothy started to go internet searching, and she found out that in Canada, they have created what they call the Arctic apple, which is not a particular breed of apple, but it's a number of different apples, two of which happen to be the Golden Delicious and the Granny Smith. And there has been the silencing of the PPO gene in the apples. So this is pretty widespread, and they're not labeled as GMO. Mm-hmm. The russet Burbanks are not labeled as GMO. So I'm just absolutely appalled at what's happening to our food system without our knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very weird. It's very strange. And you wouldn't notice, except that a cook like you will notice.
Well,
of course.
I'm not bothered by browning apples. In fact, I can put them in some water with lemon juice, and the apples won't brown.
Who is concerned about it?
It's the manufacturers. They want uniformity, and also with apples, they want less bruising, and they want them to be able to ship well. Well, whatever happened before?
Yeah.
Was bruising happening to such an extent that they were really losing a lot of money?
No, it's kind of absurd. The problem is when you silence this PPO gene, other things are created down the line, begin to accumulate, toxins begin to accumulate in the organism, whatever it might be, whether it's an apple or whether it's a potato.
Potato, right.
The potato has been studied by Dr. Rahmans. So he knows all about this. And he found that these toxins were present in increased numbers or increased amounts, but you're not aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, for instance, if you pick up this apple and you wash it, you're getting ready to cook it, or this apple, this potato. And you peel it and you cut it in quarters, you will see, oh, there's this little dark spot, and you take your little peeler thing and you scoop that out, and you go ahead and cook those potatoes. But you don't see those now, but they're there.
They're there.
But they don't appear.
They don't appear.
It's in other words, cosmetic change and not a fundamental change. But the real fundamental change is down the line when things like chaconine malonyl and alpha aminoadipate and tyramine begin to accumulate.
These are substances. These are substances that accumulate in the potato as a result of the genetic manipulation.
Now, here's the thing. They can sell these things, and these apples, for instance, are being sold right now in markets as a sliced apple in a plastic bag.
Yes.
You can buy a 10-ounce bag of sliced apples.
Uh-huh.
People are buying these things.
Uh-huh.
These are GMO apples.
They do not have to
be labeled as GMO.
That's right.
The FDA has given these people carte blanche to do whatever they want with it. Now, what happens is Simplot says they don't sell that potato that Rahmans worked on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just restricting it. But he says it's on the market.
It's called white russets, by the way.
they call it the innate.
Innate. That was another name for
another
it.
Another one of the names. So it's something to look out for.
Anyhow, watch out, folks.
And keep your eyes open.
This book is well worth getting, called Pandora's Potatoes. It's a paperback. It comes with many pages of scientific technical references.
It's not a lengthy book. It's really
it's
more
not that long.
Pamphlet,
it's less than 100 pages. And the author is Caius, C-A-I-U-S, Rahmans, R-O-M-M-E-N-S.
And with that, we advise you to come back next week for more information from
the Food Guys.